What's up, party people? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Same For Everybody. So, let me just get into it. Today, I am going to do a book review, okay? So, I just got finished reading Life After Death by Sister Soulja. This is the story of Winter Santiago, okay? Now, if you haven't read The Coldest Winter Ever, I'm gonna need you to go read that book, because that book was so good. Like, you're not gonna be able to put it down. That book is just that good, okay? Now, I did read Midnight before I read Life After Death. Midnight was good too. It kind of started a little slow for me, but it picked up. Midnight was good. Now, Winter and Midnight are introduced in The Coldest Winter Ever. But I'm not sure if Midnight came before The Coldest Winter Ever, which I don't think so. But anyway, baby, The Coldest Winter Ever. If you have not read it, please read it and let me know what you think about that book. Okay. Now, let me just tell you about Life After Death. So, I started Life After Death maybe the weekend before the Christmas, before Christmas. So, I started that book then, and I'm not going to even lie to y'all. It was slow for me in the beginning. You know, I was like, what is going on? Why can't I get into this book? But, you know, there were some parts that were really, really good, and I really enjoyed it. And I feel like Sister Soulja is talented. I like her as an author. But in this book, I'm just going to say, it got dark, okay? It got real dark. And I was like, do I want to continue to read this? Because I don't even like to watch scary movies, because I don't like that kind of stuff to get into my spirit. But when I say she laid out some stuff as to what hell would look like if that is where you go when you die, you would be like, I am not trying to go to hell. Like, period. So that was the part to me that I was like, girl, Winter, why are you so dumb, girl? But anyway, you just keep reading, and then it tells you about what it looks like in heaven, and you know what she needed to do to get there. And at first I was like, this girl is not gonna get her life right. But let me just tell you, she got her life right. The book ended really, really good. I enjoyed Life After Death. Now, I'm not going to say it's for everybody, because like I said, it had some dark moments for me in my eyes. That's just my personal opinion. Now, a coworker told me that I should read this book because, you know, they had bought it and they really enjoyed it, but they lost it and blah, blah, blah. So I picked up a book for her and I picked up a book for myself. And, you know, I'll say that Sister Soulja didn't disappoint. She did. And then, you know, I haven't really been reading for pleasure, because I can knock out a book in like a couple of days. But this one took me a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, it's done. And I really feel like it was an okay book for me. It was. So I would say, you know, first read The Coldest Winter Ever, because that book is amazing and it kind of gives you some back history of Winter Santiago. And then this Life After Death kind of catches you up to where she is now and what happened prior to her lockup, and kind of talks about her days in lockup. That's all I'm going to tell you, because I don't want to give away no spoilers in case somebody wants to read the book. I would say read it. Let me know what you think about it, because for me, It was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was cool. This your girl, Yvette, and that was my book review of Life After Death by Sister Soulja. And like I said, she is a very talented writer. I don't know what I'm going to read next, but I'm excited to read something again. My favorite author is Eric Jerome Dickey, and I have a few books of his that I have not read yet. So I might just start reading one of his books, and I'll let you know. So that's all I got for you today. Just wanted to come out here, give you a quick little book review. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, activate your faith.